I'll take back my pinata. It's wasted on you. Just spinning that pool cue all over the room. And give back the blindfold that's under your shoe. Let's drink, drink. This town is so great. Drink, drink, cause it's never too late to drink, drink, to no big surprise. But what words rhyme with buried alive? What words rhyme with buried alive?
All right, I guess we're doing this.
Yep, I'm Special Guest John.
I'm Special God Eric.
Special God Eric.
I like it. We'll go with it.
I want to start over, but I know the producer is not going to allow it.
No, this is gold.
Oh, God damn it. We're just going to get drunker from this, everybody, so fantastic. I'm Special Guest Eric, and we got booze. So,
perfect.
The premise of this show, for anybody that didn't listen to last year's episode, is we actually managed to smuggle some very small alcoholic drinks back onto the boat from the Cayman Islands. And we are going to consume them and then try to remember them and try to score them?
Yeah.
We'll see how it
goes.
We'll see
how this goes. Given this election, this might be a hot mess. Will be a hot mess.
All right. So we've actually got a mix this time. We have on the lights.
Do you want to get a proper photograph, John?
Oh,
this election?
Yes.
Yeah. Before you destroy yourselves and them.
Sure.
Well, I'll put them up here, and you can describe them, and then I'll take a picture.
Excellent. So on the light side this time, we have Ray and Nephew Rum Cream, which is an overproof rum cream that kind of tastes like Bailey's, but way better. John and I actually cemented our friendship back on the first Joko cruise over a couple of bottles of Rum Cream.
This is true.
We both went on the Jamaican bobsled roller coaster excursion, and we met up there, decided to share a double bobsled because it would go faster, and then found this Rum Cream. And
we were hard sold the Rum Cream, as they do in Jamaica.
Oh yeah, but it was a good hard sell.
But it worked out.
Yeah,
it was the hard sell of buy this and then we'll let you drink it.
We'll let you drink it on the ski lift down.
Yes, you don't have to take this duty free booze back to the ship. You can just drink it here.
Yeah.
It was a pretty good sell.
It was pretty good. And the Rum Cream itself was a pretty good sell. So when I saw it in Grand Cayman, I definitely knew I had to pick up a bottle for this show. The second one, which I haven't had, and to me looked like it could go either way, but I have it on good authority from the producer, is actually quite good, is a Krabby's Original Alcoholic Ginger Beer. Now, I am a big fan of ginger beer. I love Dark and Stormy's. I love ginger beer on its own. If anybody has listened to the SodaCast, Old Jamaican ginger beer, I think, is probably one of my highest rated things.
It's up there.
Yeah. So I'm really excited about that one. But let's go into the stuff that... Oh, God damn it.
The shit we're going to suffer through.
So, straddling the... both sides...
straddling is a good word.
Yeah, straddling is a great word for this, because it is Big Black Dick Coconut Rum. So the Grand Caymans had, when we walked into the liquor store, had a bunch of big bottles of Big Black Dick.
Just front and center.
Right
in your face.
Well, I would have loved to pick one up, but there was no way that we were going to get that back on the boat. But thankfully, behind the counter, they had smaller, little Big Black Dicks. So, we definitely picked up one of those. And this one's coconut rum, which everyone knows can go either way. And then sliding down the incredibly steep slope, we have, keeping with tradition,
because I wanted to find if even any others of these existed.
Which they do,
apparently, is a sexual potency energy drink called Magnum.
It's not a booze cast if you don't get frustratingly raging boners from it.
Well, the first one wouldn't have been a podcast, sort of podcast, or whatever.
Yeah, well, if anybody remembers Sting Power from last year, not only was it horribly disgusting, but it was awfully disappointing because neither Don or I got a boner.
Yeah, so it was nothing.
But Magnum, which is a tonic wine with iron and vitamins made with Vigerton. Sure.
People doing it on the label.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course it has people doing it on the label.
No, well, the other one didn't. It just had a really creepy looking dude.
Yeah, it had a creepy chest. Yeah, creepy shirtless guy, some hot chick in a bikini, not touching shirtless guy, and I believe like a sports car?
Yeah, it was probably sounds about right.
Something.
This one is actually two sort of space humanoids engaging in some sort of sexual act.
The red space humanoid has really big boobies.
Really big boobs.
So what scares me is that Magnum, like its name, is at least, probably more like, it's definitely two, maybe even three times as large as Sting Power.
Yeah.
Which makes me incredibly afraid.
It's not as potent. Yeah. Or maybe it is.
Oh, so the Magnum's larger and you're surprised.
Huh?
That's what... Producer.
Huh?
No produce.
Comments. Yeah.
No comments from the producer gallery. All right, and then last and probably least, but definitely not the least scary, also behind the counter when we were checking out, we saw a bottle that looked like a flashbang grenade called...
I assume. I've never really seen a flashbang grenade.
I work with military games, so yeah, it's pretty close. Except, I don't... Yeah.
Doesn't have tequila inside of it.
Right, exactly. So this is tequila... So Flashbang brand tequila, and it is 100 proof, which, 50 milliliters of 100 proof tequila, which anybody not familiar with the proof system, that means it's 50% alcohol by volume. That's fun.
It's not really that unusual for tequila.
I guess that's true.
It's a little high.
It's all printed on the front in like big military font, so I guess. I mean... You know, I do have some Lagavulin cast strength, which is 55, which is 110 proof. But that shit is like, water that down.
The overproof rum they were selling at the port was 63.
Oh, okay.
So, but also in playing with this before the podcast, I shook it and got tequila all over my hand, so it's not really sealed. So it may not even be as much as the sign says. Actually, that's amazing.
Yeah. Oh wow. Yeah. You pull the ring and the cap comes off. And
They're starting with the flashbang because this is proper breaching procedure.
I guess we're starting with that.
We should
roast my cup.
That's the start.
Yeah. Proper breaching procedure. You follow the flashbang in. Okay. So
that's really not that much tequila.
No, I guess not. But. Oh, that smells
awful.
It smells
like really bad tequila.
Yeah, that... Like, I am not a fan of tequila. This looks like really bad tequila. When I do drink tequila, I go for, like, the Tres Generaciones, like, organic, amazing tequila. I am dreading this.
Burning my nose. 100% de agave reposado.
Reposado. Well, John?
Skull.
Breach and clear.
Oh, that's really bad tequila.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Oh, oh my God.
Oh. Why?
Oh, that's awful tequila.
Oh, I'm so glad we shared that. I don't know if I could have even...
Oh.
Oh, I'm about to get nauseous. Fuck me. Oh.
Wow.
I'll rinse these out and let you two figure out what just happened. Oh my God, I can smell the glass.
So I can see why they call it flashbang, because I am literally stunned. it's like when you you're not very good at Counter-Strike or Rainbow Six or something, and you accidentally throw the flashbang into the wall and it bounces back to you, and you just feel like an idiot. Yeah. And you just can't do anything. Yeah. Just for about 5 to 10 seconds. That's what I currently feel like. Just, God damn it, why did I do that?
Well, at least you got a really cool glass container for a thing.
This is going to be a frickin' sweet
shot
glass.
It's got a test tube molded into it. That's pretty fantastic.
This is my new favorite shot glass, so that's cool.
I would do science experiments.
Why?
Why did you do that? Why would you drink the dregs?
Because I wanted to clean out the shot glass.
There's a sink, and, not even 10 feet from
it's,
you.
It's alcohol, man.
You got a man who cleans the stuff for you.
Producer, get this away from me.
Going to need to.
Clean the filth out of it. So.
It's so bad, John.
This is even spring loaded.
Yeah, no, it popped right off. It really wanted you to get to that tequila as fast as possible.
Yeah, this is all about...
Shock and awe?
Yeah, shock. Yeah. You throw a bunch of these into a party, and it... Oh.
And just watch or wait for the aftermath.
Everybody will be on the ground holding their heads. And then you can just go in there and take out everyone.
Yeah. Be able to put the bottle back together?
Let's try. Let's see if it comes back together.
That's got to be worth some points if it does.
Oh, yeah. It looks like it might. I mean, it's got the little thing, and it's spring. Ooh, let's see if the pin goes back in.
It's a pretty crappy cutter pin, but
it looks like it'll work.
You may want to flatten the end of it.
Yeah, what happened to that?
This is just like a real grenade.
Just like a real grenade, you can put it back together once you've used it.
Actually, proper military spec, as long as the fuse doesn't ignite, you can't put the latch in the... Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
the fuse of this booze has ignited.
In our bellies.
In our bellies.
Oh, God.
It's just a roiling...
But, no, silver linings, this is going to be an awesome, awesome shot glass when I get home.
It's true.
All I have to do is make it through airport security.
You're like, guys, don't worry. Yeah. Just check it. It'll be fine. It won't show up on X-ray. Maybe.
Maybe.
It may show up as a grenade-shaped void.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I'm wondering how to actually handle this. So I just, put it in the tray and just go, no, it says tequila? I'm not trying to smuggle a grenade.
This episode in memory of Eric, who was killed by the TSA.
TSA, yeah. Do it. Well, it's mostly plastic, so when I went through the metal detector... Oh, but no, they
don't
use those microwave
scans. Don't put it in your pocket.
No, that would be a horrible idea. That's a surefire way to get shot.
So, just check it and see
it and see what happens. All right, so John, what do we want to do next? Do we want to just go for the Magnum? Do we want a buffer?
I don't
want to do the rum cream immediately after this.
I don't want to do the rum cream, and I don't want to just drink another shot of rum on top of that. So Magnum and Krabby should be the gift for finishing all of this.
I don't know. I'm thinking if we can survive to the rum cream.
That's true.
Rum cream was delicious.
Cream was pretty good.
So
man.
Yeah,
no, I could go either way.
I've been okay with the boat rocking up to now, and now I'm just like, is that me or the boat? Oh God, I don't care.
That was a great moment in the bar when we had just pushed off. There was a woman like, "Am I drunk or is the boat moving?" And she was very concerned. And her voice was not that bad. But,
but in our minds, it will
be. In my mind, it will.
So, John, it is up to you. Do we go with a big black dick? Do we go with a Magnum?
Well, I feel like we should give Magnum some time to do its magic. So, yeah, maybe we should.
Yeah. Maybe we'll actually get a boner this time? There is a lot
of Magnum. It's sad when that's what you're hoping for.
In a room full of dudes.
Best case scenario, raving boners.
God damn it.
This guy also has a melted chest.
A melted chest?
Yeah, his muscles don't fit the definition of any human muscles.
Oh, yeah.
They're also sort of making out on the cap of the bottle.
Oh, yeah.
And
I was about to say, well, the Magnum hides her boobies, but they don't.
When you get fully down to the label, then they're doing it. But they're covered by some leaves.
Gotcha.
And the list of massive B vitamins. Oh, man, So this is basically like an alcoholic, it's like a Monster Energy drink. It's got B2, B6, B12, so you'll probably get a nice B12 flush, or a B vitamin flush going from this.
I wonder how that's going to stack with my normal multi-B vitamin that I take.
B vitamins are pretty, you can't really take too many of them.
Okay.
You just sort of get flushed. Yeah. I should pour it first. And
Why?
Don't smell it yet.
No, just looking at it comes out as a thick,
yeah, it's
red.
Viscous.
What? Just why?
This is gonna be the worst.
Yeah, we gotta do all of it.
This was a terrible decision.
All right.
Oh God damn!
Wow. Okay, so we just got through doing some really fruity bullshit sodas on the SodaCast. This smells more fruity bullshit than any of them.
This is like, it smells like blackcurrant syrup or something.
Oh God, yeah, and there's that bit of alcohol that just hit me like smack before the fruity bullshit on this one. So it's just like, hey, alcohol, no, like
this smells sweet. This smells like something.
Oh, now it stinks.
It's gonna be really awful.
Oh, I'm thinking of exactly what you told me about Lafrague.
Hay and horse shit and prawn crackers.
God damn it. Oh, God.
Oh, what? Oh,
I really don't. I really...
I don't wanna.
Oh, down the hatch. Oh.
Oh. Oh, the aftertaste is the worst.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, there's so much. Oh my God.
I need some water. Give me some water.
Why?
Alright. I can't even.
Oh.
No one told me Vigatron tasted like bad food. You gotta be real desperate for some boners to drink this.
Fucking shit, man.
You give me a glass of hot water. This is just gonna make awful tea in my gut.
Way to go, producer. That's what I do best.
I don't know if this says made with Vigatron. This graphic design on the label, either says made with Vigatron 2 or shake too well.
That definitely looks like Vigatron 2. Which, Vigatron is just like, Vigatron to me just sounds like the town of boning.
Like Tekron for your dog.
No, that would be Vigoron, but this is Vigatron, like Middleton.
Vigatron!
Yes, Vigatron, the place where sex happens.
Manufactured.
Oh God, it is hot.
Yeah, the sink water.
How's it good? How's it good?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that was literally, like, that was so bad. I don't even have words to describe how foul the aftertaste of that was.
So, it was like, I remember having to, you know, when I was a really little kid and I couldn't take, like, pills, like, having to get liquid medicines. And, you know, everyone knows Robitussin, and that one's kind of like, ugh. And then there's the ones that you can get that are over the counter that are worse. And then there's the prescription ones that are worse. And then this thing was the most vile, medicine-y flavor I can think of. I literally almost threw some of it back up.
This was a challenge.
Like, and I can't imagine. Like, we split this in half.
Yeah, drinking that whole thing.
Half.
Like I said, you gotta be real desperate for that boner.
Yeah.
You gotta be like, please, please, just let this work. Please. No. You just slam it.
So, I mean, I got through a quarter of this bottle, so half of what was half in my glass, and I'm sorry, even if I had a supermodel in my room or waiting in the next room, there is nothing that could be further from my mind than getting busy. Like, oh my God, yeah, it tasted like depression.
And now...
And that was halfway through half. Someone downing this entire thing, there is no way
and then it's
they
just
would
sort
still
of,
want a bone after that.
Then it's just
Fuck
sloshing... then it's just sloshing
right
around
in the trash.
In your gut. As you are theoretically boning this person. And there's no way that doesn't end with you just vomiting all over the headboard.
There is no way, with that much physical activity, that you are not going to just upchuck in their face.
You'd be like,
last time I checked, that was not sexy.
Girl, I was willing to drink 200 milliliters of sheer foulness just so we could do it tonight. Happy Valentine's Day.
Let me share some of my pain with you.
Hopefully this will give you the powers of boning as well, as I vomited all over you. We can push through.
Oh, God.
So if I may, what I gather is the hottest accessory to any Grand Cayman nightclub is a mop.
Just grinding and vomiting all over the nightclub.
Shit.
You might induce
my apologies to the talent.
Oh, I'm okay.
That was right into the microphone too.
John, carry the show for a minute.
Eric is currently.
I'm hitting technical difficulties.
Enduring technical difficulties.
Oh my god.
Yeah, this
producer. You cannot be funnier than the hosts. That's I'm not alone.
I've been to the Caribbean and I've seen dance floors and there's never been that much vomit on them. But wow. Yeah. So we made it. We did it.
You made me throw up some of that back into my mouth.
Eric had to taste it twice.
God.
I'll be better able to judge it. So now it's your turn to pick what we could do next. Just straight rum. Or ginger beer. Or rum cream. It's like an endurance race.
I really hope that picks up.
There was a lot of the
panting.
The bar was moving. So
there's a lot of these sort of like trying to keep it all down, sort of
producer,
mouth noises that probably went right into the microphone.
I'm gonna have a lot of fun editing this.
I need a towel. And then we'll try the Krabbies.
Just for the people at home, everything stayed in, except for a little bit of water.
Oh, but I feel gross.
That's some other stuff. Lucky this is Eric's room and Eric's towels.
And luckily, I'm wearing a very nice shirt and tie.
You have to make it onto these vomit-proof floors where any stain would be completely ignored.
Like that one.
Oh, that's gross. No, that's... What? No,
I'm pretty sure that's some stain.
There's a stain. Yeah. Let's now look for stains in the carpet.
Okay.
All right.
I'm back.
You clear?
I think.
Need some more water?
Fuck
need
you,
some
Magnum.
Some more hot water.
I need some hot Krabbies. Let's open this up.
Hot, refreshing water. I think we have a bottle opener bottle.
Better be good.
Do you have a bottle opener? Do you have a keychain?
I think.
You can't.
One came with our swig.
I'd slam it on the table.
Oh yeah.
I'd slam it on the table, but it's plate glass.
weird choice for a bottle.
That'd be a bad idea. Me as a. Ooh.
Oh, you're gonna break the table anyway.
Yeah, well.
That was just a level test, listeners.
But
so for those keeping track at home, they are two drinks down and they have all almost broken the table.
Just once.
So as an avid drinker, I definitely do have a bottle opener on my keychain. There we go.
I can do it with my keychain if I need to. I don't have a bottle opener on it.
It's a Blue Moon bottle opener. It's flat, so it's easier to carry on the heat.
I'm not going to lie. I've already had this in the past.
I've already had the rum cream before as well.
We've both already had rum cream, so, you know. It's only a little bit of cheating, yeah.
Most definitely. This one might fill up both of these glasses, which is nice.
Yeah. We get a lot of the...
Get a lot of crabs.
Krabbies. This is good, because ginger aids digestion.
And prevents throw-up.
And prevents vomiting, so that's
well timed.
These are all things we could use.
Yeah. So, Krabby's around says, it's original alcoholic ginger beer, best served chilled over ice with a slice of lime or lemon, which we don't have.
Yes.
Made to a unique recipe with fruits, spices, and real ginger. For more than 200 years, Krabby's has shipped its ginger from the Far East, following in the pioneering footsteps of the first Scots merchant adventurers, hence our distinctive elephant trademark.
I don't believe that.
UK chief medical officers recommend adults do not regularly exceed 3 to 4 units a day for men. And each bottle is 1.3...
Units of ginger beer?
Each bottle is 1.3 UK units.
You don't know me, UK.
Nope.
I think we're already that many units in.
So it's got
a
symbol...
Tequila is probably 2 units.
It's got a symbol here. I think that means you can recycle the bottle.
In the UK.
I think that means no fat chicks. So 4% ABV. Down the hatch.
Skull. Ah, it's lovely.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
It's a wanted change.
That is such a pleasant surprise from all the podcasting we've been doing today, because
you have to talk to it through a barf towel.
I'm gonna say this no pregnant drinking sign. It really kind of looks like a pregnant lady eating a turkey leg.
So pregnant ladies, according to Krabby's,
don't,
no turkey.
Don't eat, well, just turkey legs. Get your turkey in a smaller, more convenient form. A turkey leg is just a lot of heavy lifting.
Right. You'd be much better off with a sandwich.
A lot of grease. You're going to get down the front of yourself. And you don't want to be breastfeeding and getting grease in your baby's mouth. They need some time before they can eat a turkey leg.
Just a greased up pregnant leg.
And all that turkey grease all over that pregnant belly is just going to draw creepos for miles.
Hey, this is gluten-free.
Oh, man.
So enjoy, all you celiacs, folks. Avoid alcohol if pregnant or trying to Avoid alcohol.
Trying to conceive.
Yeah, that's like a black currant, right?
Right.
No. Avoid alcohol if pregnant or trying to conceive. Is that both men and women?
I don't know.
If you are drunk and you have sex, the baby will be a drunk.
Yeah. Well, drunk sperm. You haven't heard of this?
No.
Neither have I.
Will your babies be drunk?
I hope so.
Explain this, please.
Don't get I could check Wikipedia.
I'd imagine your drunk sperm just have a harder time, like, figuring out which direction to go.
Whiskey
might
sperm.
Get pulled over by the sperm police, and then they have to go to sperm jail.
They only go, what was that, like 35 miles an hour?
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if the speed limit's 40, the jig is up.
I've never seen a speed limit sign.
Well, you've never seen the inside of a vaginal canal.
That's true. I'm not going to go looking for speed limit signs. Where how did we get to this? Anyway, ginger beer.
Oh, Magnum.
It hasn't given me a boner, but it's making me talk about sex.
Let's talk about you and me.
It's a weird psychological thing. It goes right to your brain, and then you just talk about speed limits in the vagina.
Oh, my God.
Oh, there, fella. Where are you heading off to so fast?
Hey, buddy.
No, you don't understand. My wife needs to have a baby.
Imagine this: the sperm police with the little siren on the top of it.
Well, this is going to be super weird when I see Officer Nick tomorrow.
Hey, Officer Nick, are you a sperm police?
Let's get Bill drunk on ginger beer, and then he'll say these things.
I could go for a whole six pack of this.
Yeah, these are fantastic. Mm. This is the bright light at the end of the tunnel of awful decisions.
The bright
in
the light
middle,
in the middle of the tunnel.
In the middle of the tunnel, and I think we got one burned out light, and then when we exit the tunnel. The metaphor sort of fell apart.
Sure, that's okay.
Like the sperm police one thing.
Yeah. That's okay. My esophagus fell apart.
The one problem with this is it's adding carbonation to the mix, so now I'm going to be burping up a mixture of all three things.
At least you didn't throw up a mixture of all three things.
That's true.
Oh my god.
I'm not gonna lie. It was dire straits for a moment until I got that if delicious my, glass of hot water.
If my nice tie smells like Magnum and throw up tomorrow, I'm gonna kill Bill.
Hey, it could be worse. I spilled escargot all down my tie, and it was the first time I'd worn it.
I think we're good.
So listeners, if you know how to get grease stains out of a tie, comment, like, and subscribe. But mostly comment and tell me how to get those stains out of my tie.
Yeah, and we can be quick about it.
Yeah. Be quick about it, fast.
Yeah. I don't think you can subscribe, and we could care less of whether you like this shit.
Oh, I'll get this on iTunes.
It'll be on iTunes. There'll be two episodes. They don't, like, go through and clean out the dregs every once in a while, do they?
Just a little behind the scenes for the listeners. When you put up a show on iTunes, it asks you specifically how often you update the show, and yearly is an option.
All right. Done.
All right. Well, I finished faster than John.
I'm Sabrum.
Because,
you know. Larry just savored the last of it really quickly.
That's what all the women say about me.
Hey. Anything worth savoring is worth savoring quickly. That's what I say to the ladies.
Make it love for 2 minutes.
So intense.
So speaking clearly, of making love for two, why don't you get your hands on that big black dick?
I'm just going to grab this big black dick and just take a long look at it.
It's so small.
It's smaller than I expected.
It fits right in your hand.
I thought it was much further away.
I've been lied to about big black dicks. I've been told they were big.
Yeah,
but
that's not threatening at all.
They come in all sizes. I'm not intimidated. So those are all things that I said.
Oh my god.
Put that in the trash can, which sounds probably like a giant bell.
Yeah, it's gonna sound weird.
No, Magnum sound the worst. I made sure of it.
Yeah, there's a lot more horrible mouth phlegm noises happening real close to the mic during that.
Sensory treat.
That's what I tell you about being funnier than the hosts.
That's what we at Embetter
producer.
That's what we at Embetter.org call good listening. Big black dick, the tip is so small I can barely get the top off. What? Metaphor fell apart again.
Is it bad that we're laughing at this in this podcast more than anyone will laugh at this podcast?
Hey, I'm gonna listen to it again.
Yeah, I'll have a pretty good time, I'm gonna be honest.
This looks really close to the flashbang. I am not happy.
I mean, it's rum. What are you going to do? It's a little bit more yellow than I would expect my rum to be.
Yeah. Wow, that is coconut.
Oh, my
scented.
Goodness.
Dear God.
Here, smell this empty bottle, producer. Yeah.
I'll get that in there.
Get
that,
it in there.
That slaps you in the face like a big black dick.
Oh, when you actually smell it in a glass.
Oh, yeah.
It's like coconut, and then a giant bottle of rum comes and slaps the coconut right out of your hands.
Oh.
Did I smell it again?
Keep smelling it. Don't stop smelling it.
Don't stop. Don't stop. Can't stop.
Put it in your nose.
Ram
your
jam
head back.
That right yeah. in your nose.
Do you want me to?
No.
No, don't do that. Why would you do that?
He's doing it.
Okay, do that.
Oh, that's, Jesus.
Do not apply booze to to mucous membranes.
It's a that's bad idea. Point.
You learn that real early on in booze school, booze which is where you go
yeah.
to become a booze podcast.
I'm going to exactly. smell that forever now.
Yeah. That's You're welcome.
I hope you like coconuts. Oh, Jesus.
Jesus Christ. That's only going to get worse.
Down the hatch.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah. Like, I was about to say that tastes kind of like Malibu, but...
Yeah, I was ready to be like, oh, that's not... And then it got it, real gross.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not... No, it is. No, it is. Never mind. It is.
I got a little bit left. When you don't slam it, when you let it like ride all the way through down your tongue,
Ugh. That big black dick just tastes like shit.
That was big black dick, and we just got fucked.
In the mouth.
In the mouth.
So, I don't have a problem with coconut rum. I normally don't shoot it straight. I'll put it into, you know, some mixers and stuff. But yeah, that tasted okay until the very end. You're just like, oh, why?
I gotta say, we were curious about Big Black Dick. And then about halfway through, we realized it's not something that we're into. Yeah. So that's not who we are.
Yeah, when it was like halfway in, I'm like,
oh, okay,
this isn't so bad.
No, wait, no.
Yeah.
No, change my mind.
When it got all up in there, you're just like, no, I can't handle this. It's overwhelming. And you start choking a little.
I thought that metaphor couldn't get worse, and it did. It kept going.
That's just how Big Black Dick
is. Just like Big Black Dick and Magnum. You mix those two, and you got a lot of bad things happening all at once.
That's the only safe way to have Big Black Dick.
Yeah.
You coat it with
Magnum. Don't ever drink Big Black. Don't ever drink those two things. There's no safe way to do that.
so many double entendres.
I wanted the metaphor to work, but to make it work would require recommending that you drink those two things, and I can't do that in good conscience.
What part of this show has anything to do with good conscience?
So are you guys
providing a service. We're suffering so that listeners don't have to. When they find themselves in a shady Jamaican grocery store and they're like, oh, hey, look at this weird energy drink. I guess I should buy this. Then they'll think back and they'll say no.
No, John and Eric did this. They told me not to do this. I shouldn't coat the big black dick in a Magnum.
Those coughing sounds brought it all home.
Yeah. It'll go too far into my mouth and then I'll throw up everywhere.
Are you two ready to wash down your big black dick with some nice refreshing cream?
Yes. From Ray and Nephew.
Yeah. Just double penetration rum cream.
Made with genuine overproof rum.
I've been waiting for this.
Shake well, probably.
Hopefully.
Contains milk ingredients.
Oh, yeah.
There's something I've always said about drinking. It's best to top everything off with dairy.
I will try a little bit of that if you have a little bit left.
You stay away from my rum cream.
No, I should left a lot.
Just a little.
Yeah. Just a small taste.
Wow. Oh, it smells like delicious candy.
Oh, my God.
I'm a savor.
Yeah.
Don't need to rush into this.
I'm going to put some space between the big black dick and the rum cream. I do not want the big black dick to be crowding my rum cream. So let's just dead air for a bit.
You don't want the big black dick coming up on you. So, there we go. Stretching that metaphor.
Down the hatch. Good as I remember. It tastes like a chocolate milkshake, and then there's some rum in there,
with rum,
just right where you really, really want that bit of rum, and it follows through. Like, so Bailey's follows through with that kind of, you know, alcoholy taste. It leaves the alcohol aftertaste. The best part about the rum cream is not only is like the taste all is smoother all the way through, but when it hits that bit of alcohol flavor, it smoothly but fairly quickly transitions into just pure chocolate.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I bought some duty free chocolate or coffee rum cream, and I'm excited to drink it long from now when I'm at home.
Yeah, I should see if they have any at the boat store.
They might. We have one more island as well.
Well, it's a fake island.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
It's It's just normally we do the fake island first.
I know, it's weird. It's weirding me out.
Yeah, I thought Labadee was a real island, and that's why I was like, you know, screw Jamaica.
No, you don't want to go out into mainland Haiti. You just got to stay in the compound.
I don't really know of anything more or like funny to say. I'm just kind of enjoying
this. I'm just relaxing.
Yeah.
Just enjoying my room cream.
Right down.
So,
like, we've hit the bottom, and at the bottom of this sliding slope of terrible, it's like, here, have some ice cream.
We put the
treasure chest down at the bottom.
It's like you go to the hospital for some really just terrible surgery, and you get out, and you're in pain. And you're like, oh, I survived this ordeal.
And then you get ice cream.
Yay.
Yeah. It doesn't make it great, but it does make it a little bit better. Like, you still almost died.
You've suffered through more than any one person should suffer through.
Yeah. But hey, ice cream.
Maybe at your own hands. It's like you botched a BMX trick or something.
Yeah.
I'd like to clarify for the listeners. We're talking about boner surgery, right?
Yes.
Given... the metaphor.
Yeah, that
does
was...
Does it matter?
Magnum was so bad, my boner may never work. You know?
Yeah.
That's the opposite effect.
Your boner's on strike.
Yeah.
Whoa, wait, whoa.
So,
Maybe...
Stab, ew. I don't like this metaphor at all.
Maybe Magnum is designed so that people that desperate for a boner will never get one again. You drink it, and then it's just forever gone.
That is the silver lining out of this. I'll never have kids. And that's probably a good thing for the world.
Or maybe like 3 hours from now, you'll just be down in the
kids like crazy.
Down in the goth club, just grinding on random old ladies.
Oh shit!
Old ladies in the goth club. It's not as goth on this boat though. Mm-hmm. Could be gothic.
Well, it's still kind of goth. It's just less sex.
It's more like the other one was more dungeon.
Yeah,
goth.
Sex dungeon.
This one is like British goth.
I kind of want to poke my head in there and see how it looks at night.
Mm.
With all the jams going on.
With all them jams. Yeah. Jammy jams.
Grammy jams.
Grammy jammy jams.
So we still... This isn't, like... I want to kind of end this now, but I know we can't.
We have to number them.
Oh, God.
To give them the reviews. We have to suffer again in our minds through what we just lived through. So we remember them. So they will not be forgotten.
Producer, do I have to finish this before we can get to the betting?
Let's sip this as we
I think that's acceptable.
Okay.
As we reminisce.
So to begin your review.
Number one.
The Flashbang Tequila.
Yes.
Yeah, that tasted like its namesake, which will give it an extra 2 points. Just because it's very descriptive.
It's just yes. You're lightly blinded and very discombobulated.
So I forget, John. What is that? Do we actually keep the same scale?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. Yep. Well.
1, 0 to 100.
So what is the 50 in the booze scale?
It's just like a beer that you could drink.
Okay. Like
you
a.
You take
like
it or leave. Like a take it or leave it. Like a. Like a Sam Adams, like a
okay,
Boston
like a,
Lager
okay,
or something
like
that.
Okay, like a Boston
that.
Lager. All right. Yeah. From a scale to from 0 to 100, where 0 is still a dog mistake, only the dog is drunk, and 100 is the finest scotch ever conceived.
Yeah, spirits are trickier than that, I think.
Yeah. But scotch is the best.
Scotch is good.
And 50 is a Sam Adams Boston Lager, which is a very commendable beer. I'm going to put the Flashbang on a 12, but only because it gets the extra 2 points for having a really cool box.
Yeah, this really, I mean...
It was pretty shitty.
Like, you get like a Cuervo or something, and it's got that like awful sort of tequila, I don't even know what, sort of bite. And this was just all that. Like, it was like magnify that times 10.
It was specifically designed to incapacitate.
It was awful. And
Producer Bill just showed me a picture of what I look like on Flashbang. And it looks like I had just gotten Flashbang.
Yeah, it really does.
like eyes closed, ear, like head, like hand on my head and ear, just slumped in the couch.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with let's go with a 15. Sure, why not?
15, sure, why not?
So average those, Bill.
15 and 12.
Yeah, yeah. Make them
13 and a half.
13 and a half. Flashbang. 13 and a half.
Woo.
Boy, suffer through. If you want a cool shot glass, just dump that shit on the ground.
Yeah, just dump it right on the ground. Watch it eat through whatever you dumped it on.
Don't. And then... Not for your homies.
Right.
They don't deserve that.
Yeah, do not dump a flashbang for your homies. That is disrespectful. Speaking of disrespectful, Magnum.
Magnum.
Any
boners, Eric?
Nope.
Nope? Okay, me neither.
Far from it.
No. All right. Just double check it.
Yeah. No.
This is possibly the worst thing I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
Like, there's very few beverages I've ever had that have been that bad.
That'll give you whiskey dick faster than an entire bottle.
Yeah, that
of
was just... That was like... Yeah. I don't know what I gave... That other... Well,
it's a new year. Hour.
But I don't... But even for reference...
Yeah.
I don't even know what I gave it.
Right.
But I'm going to give this just a flat out, just like a one. Like, this was literally, like, I even with a half a shot of tequila, drinking some weird drink should not make you immediately be like, I need some water or this shit's coming back up.
Yep.
And that's what happened.
Yeah, and in my case, it came back up anyway. I'm going to give this thing a negative 10 point modifier because not only is it shitty, but it does the exact opposite in reality.
It does not work as advertised.
In fact, it does a 180 from what is advertised, because there is no way anybody's going to be doing anything after drinking that pile of crap.
I don't know how... Yeah, like, I don't even know.
No, but, it's like, but, even just trying to just, you know, just work it with Mr. Handy, I don't see that happening.
But really...
You're just going to sit in your room and just pray that you
you're
stay
just
alive.
Just like, come on. You're just gonna be laying in. You're gonna be laying naked in bed, just trying not to die.
Yeah. So.
Drinking hot water until you feel better.
Yeah. I mean, that stuff is so bad. My entire body would limp. And that's just no. The only hard part about that stuff is getting it down.
Yeah, that was the worst.
Which
is how it should work.
But so with that negative 10 point modifier.
We don't have a negative scale, so we're getting in an average of 0.5.
It's a hard floor at 0.
It's a hard floor.
Yeah. Well, then it gets a fucking 0.
Yeah.
Because I was going to give it a 5. And it was going to get a negative 5.
Okay.
So, yeah.
0.
No. It was going to get a 5, and then negative 10 points. Negative 5, so round up. It's a dog mistake.
It's 0.5.
It's a fucking dog mistake.
0.
Some of it didn't get in your mouth.
Ugh.
You got on your tie.
I know, but...
It didn't get on my tie, but it still gets a 0.
I'm going to say, if this had worked at advertised, it would have been the worst thing ever. Because immediately following this, we were going to go into the hot tub. And nothing is worse at concealing a boner than a men's bathing suit.
But...
So we'd have been walking...
And a Jaffa cake.
However, we would have had our Jaffa cakes, so we could explain we were really aroused by Jaffa cakes.
But we'd have to. But the problem is, you have to get from your stateroom to the 10th to the 11th floor in that bathing suit, and it would have been like a bad Jackass sketch.
Just want to fuck with whatever's on display.
Yeah.
Cover's got the hole in the top. Anyway. What's next? Oh,
Krabby's.
Krabby's.
Krabby's was delicious.
That was delicious.
I loved it. I'm gonna give it a. Let's see. I can't give it 100 because it's not scotch.
No, it's not that. It's not 100.
But I'll give it a 91. That was tasty.
It was literally.
I would drink
a good. It was a good ginger beer.
Yeah. And
plus
then it had alcohol.
Alcohol.
And it's only
4%. You can't taste. It tastes like a good ginger beer. You don't really get the alcohol out of it.
The ginger
there's a little bit
that burn.
Yeah.
And it's.
There's a little
4%
bit.
Alcohol, so which it's like a weak beer.
Yeah, it's like a strong cider.
It's a malt beverage of sorts. So yeah.
So I give that a 91.
I'm not going to be quite that generous, but I'll go like an 85.
Okay.
It's an 88.
88. Done.
Well done, Krabby's. Big Black Dick.
Big Black Dick. It wants to impress you, but in the end, it just disappoints.
Well, for me, the taste was quite intimidating. And overpowering.
Yeah,
and it kind of just filled your mouth.
Fills your mouth. Coconut and then gross. Which I can't, you know, that's not necessarily...
It's nowhere near as bad as the flashbang. And nowhere, not in the ballpark of as offensive as Magnum.
No.
I'm going to give it, like, in terms of just, okay, it's coconut rum. It's not very good.
But you could do way better with a Malibu. Would be
like, especially like Malibu Black. I'm gonna give it a solid like 24.
I'm gonna go let's go like a 35.
Really? That is. John kind of likes some Black Dick.
You know. If it's all it's available,
he'll choke it
and
down.
You really need that coconut. You thought you thought I was going somewhere else, didn't you? No. Then the Big Black Dick will suffice.
That should really be the tagline for their rum. Choke it down.
Choke Big Black Dick. Choke it down.
If you really need some coconut. So that's a 29.5.
29.5. He needed the calculator for that one.
No, I'm doing...
Oh, he's making sure we're not going over time.
And he's doing the averages. So that comes down to rum cream.
Rum cream.
Which is very delicious. I will say I like the Krabby's a little bit better, just taste profile wise. It's very good, and after the ordeal we went through, it is a godsend.
Yes.
It's definitely going to get in the 80s. John, go first.
I'm going a little bit higher on this one. Just because it's delicious. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to go with just an even 90.
You know what? I was going to give it an 85, but I'm going to give it an extra 5 points. Because it made me friends with John.
Best friends! And yay!
Whatever. 90, and I don't know how to average that.
I think it's 90.0.
Yeah. I was going to say 92, but I don't know where those extra 2 points came from.
Space.
Right. Oh, God. So... Gentlemen, would you like to know your average score for the evening?
Yes.
I gave your average score for all five drinks is 44.3.
Oh, thank God. That seems higher than... I guess we had two really good drinks.
We had two good ones, but and if three... this night was above average, God damn it, my life would suck.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. I'll live with it.
Well, so it's been a pleasure.
Thank God it's under 50.
Until next year.
We had booze.
We had booze.
Now we got drunk.
Now we have Jaffa Cakes.
Yeah.
You don't, listeners.
That is your fault.
In your monkey suit on a cigarette break, the lunchtime crowd, they won't even blink, but you'd be sad if they did, but you'll be sad. Let's drink, drink. This town is so great. Drink, drink, cause it's never too late to drink, drink, to no big surprise. But what words run?